keep it flowing. Alright, got a good flex on. Alright, so some random turbo thoughts about flow. So, a random idea that I had. So, why is it that if you abstain from coffee or caffeine for a bit, you get massive headaches? So, one theory that I have is when you drink coffee, caffeine, right? It's a poison, right? So when your body responds to poison, what does it do? It ejects, you know, hormones, adrenaline into your body, and that promotes your blood flow, right? And so even if you think about the word, you know, quote, quote, hormone, hormone means like a rushing, a flow. So even if you think about, you know, puberty, you know, guys get this hormonal rush when they see a beautiful girl or a woman, whatever. And so, and also I think the reason why I like UV radiation and being out topless is I think actually maybe if your body gets more UV radiation from the sun, whatever, that promotes better blood flow in your body or some sort of other hormonal flow. And, you know, a theory that I have too is, you know, what causes, you know, physiological depression? Perhaps maybe lack of like stagnant flow or blood flow in the body. I mean, Asians talk about this a lot, right? They talk about like the qi and, you know, blood flow, digestion. And so, as long as things are flowing good, right, in and out, whatever, then your quote-unquote health is good. Now, and also I was thinking about too, is the, like, what causes headaches? Maybe the obstructed blood flow to our bodies, right? And so, you know, this is why I like to walk so much. Walking better promotes blood flow in your body and stuff like that. And there's lots of different ways you could take the notion of flow. So, you know, even in yoga they call it flow. And even the reason I like powerlifting, and, you know, like before attempting a one rep max or doing a one rep max, like before, during, and after, you get this crazy flow of energy and adrenaline. And I don't know if I'm the first to have thought this, but I think there's actually a strong connection between adrenaline and Zen, where when you have maximum adrenaline flow and you're 100% focused on something, it actually makes you more Zen. So maybe the reason why I like coffee so much is, you know, when I have a good coffee or caffeine buzz, it really helps me to really focus on things. And maybe also the reason why, you know, Zen monks drink so much tea, specifically green tea. Apparently there's a synergy of green tea where it has both caffeine and L-theanine, and apparently L-theanine promotes like relaxation and calm and focus, and, you know, also the caffeine is a drug. And I was randomly thinking, I'm like, maybe I should try to switch to green tea a little bit instead of coffee, because, you know, Asians, East Asians, I'm Korean, right? I've been drinking green tea forever, and coffee is only a more recent addition to our diet. And I'm starting to think more and more too, is that like there must be some sort of hidden connection between traditional things eaten in a certain racial diet. So for example, Korean kimchi, doenjang, the soybean paste, and even soy sauce. Like, I don't know why, but at least in the States, like, soy sauce has gotten such a bad rap. Like, part of it was like the whole, like, oh, you know, sodium causes hypertension, whatever, and then they reduced the kikkoman, like, reduced sodium, and then now I think it's more of like soybeans or soy, like, lowers your testosterone or something. And I think that's just probably just low-key racism towards Asia and Asian things, right? But anyways, so I also think that this is where some theories about flow is interesting to me. Like, for example, like, information flow. Like, the reason I'm all for the open internet is having a free flow of ideas. And this is where, you know, like, ultimately I prefer being an American than any other whatever, is because America is the most free place you have in terms of information. And the internet is essentially the promise of a free flow of information. Now, certainly, now I was thinking about what Diogenes said when he was like, someone asked him, he's like, what is the greatest human good? And he said, freedom of speech, or just to say what's on your mind. So I guess now in modern day times, it's not just having the freedom of speech, because your speech could only reach so many different people, right? They didn't have the internet in ancient Greek times. But now we got the internet, which amplifies a voice like a bajillion X, right? And so having freedom to publish, the freedom of, you know, free speech on the internet, I think is actually quite essential and critical to me. So even if somebody offered me $250 billion, but on account for the fact that I had to censor or obstruct what I said on my blog, I'd probably politely turn them down. Because I think it's kind of like a, like, another thing, right? I think one of the worst things a human could experience is constipation. And so for me, when I got a certain idea and I want to publish it and put it out there, it's kind of like ideas, if not shared or published or put out there, causes some sort of like mental constipation, right? And even Nietzsche says something like, in one of his aphorisms or poems, like, I write down my thoughts, or I publish my thoughts to get rid of my ideas, kind of like via negativa, according to what Nassim Taleb teaches. So, you know, people, there's all this phrase like, get it off your chest and stuff like that. So, so maybe that's also where, yoga is helpful, is that when you do certain yoga movements and stuff, certainly helps you with your blood flow in your body, you know, CrossFit, whatever physical activity you do. So ultimately, if it gets your blood flowing, the better.